Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us at Chicago, bringing us back. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the things that we do here, the articles, the archives, the Brain Trust, our newsletter. You can subscribe to it there. The blog, you can check it out there. It's updated every day, every weekday. That's at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And also our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. Check that out and use that to your advantage, because that's where you get small business answers now. And we hope you use that to your advantage. And both of those sites will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Speaking of Brain Trust, doesn't get any better than our good friend Annabelle Dodd. Annabelle has been a member of our Brain Trust for a long time. She's our top telecommunications expert in the Brain Trust. She's the author of the Essential Guide to Telecommunications, fourth edition. At least that's the one that I have, folks. This, when it's fourth edition, and no telling how many printings, and something under a billion copies sold worldwide, that tells you it's an important book. Annabelle, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
That's good correct time. On the number there, right? Something under a billion?
Well, quite a bit under a billion, Jim.
Annabelle, I know one of the things you got on your mind today is this concept of software as a service, and we're gonna, and folks, we're gonna tie it into to the telecommunications thing in a second. But SAS, you'll see that acronym sometimes, software as a service. This is where the power, the processing power, the storage, the storage memory, all that kind of stuff, is on someone else's services, and they feed you the application, right?
Right.
And what's interesting about this concept is it's really growing in leaps and bounds, and there's so many new capabilities that are out there. You're going to tell us about one of them. But what I think is one of the most interesting stories about this, Annabelle, is that about 10 years ago, I heard Bill Gates talking about this, before it was even called SAS, and he was telling us one day you'll have all this power, it'll come over the internet, and it'll reside on other people. So he was telling us, he basically was envisioning the future.
Well, you know, there's and, been
but one last thing, one last thing, Annabelle. But then Microsoft didn't do anything about that. They let other people do it. They'd stop. He talked about it, but he never did anything about it. Now go ahead.
No, I was just going to say there have been boomlets. And they call them various different names. I mean, I think about 10 years ago, maybe 7 or 8 years ago, there was a whole trend of application service providers.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of went away.
ASPs, right?
Yeah. That whole move and a bunch of startups. And then.
But I just thought it was interesting that Bill Gates, you know, basically prophesied about the future. And it made it sound like this was, you know, really going to be the wave of the future, but then they didn't do anything about it. And now they're trying to catch up with Google.
Right. Now, yes, that is interesting. And, you know, I think the whole telecommunications revolution has made it more likely that this would happen now, because it's so much cheaper to get a high-speed line to the Internet so that you could have hosted services and not have to worry about paying, you know, if you need two or three T1s.
Right.
It's not, you know, it doesn't break the bank.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things that you've brought to the table today is an idea about hosted telephone service.
Right. If you have a hosted phone service, a lot of times you can have many more sophisticated features than if you had to manage and program a system on-site.
Now, hosted, folks, when we say hosted, what we mean by that is somebody else hosts the application on their servers at their location, and as I said earlier, feeds you the application in its use, in its consumable form. Go ahead.
Right. So if you have, it's catching on with small businesses of under 10 employees, And it was written up today in the Wall Street Journal. They talked about a company that had one full-time employee and four part-time employees, and callers would hear a menu, press 1 for customer service, press 2 for the operator, or whatever, press 3 for our company directory. So you can get voicemail, you can get your calls from home, you can get your calls from business. It's good, too, if you have a lot of employees that are on the road, because they could just, you can essentially just log on to the internet anywhere and make and receive your calls.
There are some applications in that, Annabelle, that are handy, that are good, maybe even cost efficient, but I'll tell you what.
What?
I still tell small business owners, answer your phone with a human being. Let a human being answer your phone, and have that human being stay with those people and connect them to other human beings. And of all the technology that I, as much as I love technology, it's like Nesbitt said, 25, almost 30 years ago, you know, people want high tech, but they're still going to want high touch.
Well, along those lines, it's very easy with a telephone system that's on the internet for you to program in your cell phone. I mean, it's fine to answer the phone if you're there and you're working. But if you're on the road a lot,
right,
you can, you know, if you can program your system that if you don't answer after 3 rings,
right,
it goes to your cell phone, and
it
then
switches.
It will go to your voicemail.
It has a switch. That switch is one of the greatest pieces of technology in the world, folks. Now, that's where it's handy. That's exactly right. That's very handy. Stand by. We'll come back with more telecommunication stuff with our good friend Annabelle Dodd, including some wireless information that she's going to give us right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us. Here are the birds, ladies and gentlemen, from the Wayback Machine. Welcome back. It's 7 till. Rock and roll music from Ecclesiastes. How about that? And I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for staying with us. Annabelle Dodd is our guest. She's our telecommunications expert in the Brain Trust. Annabelle, give us your website, please.
It's dottontheline.com.
And the book's called The Essential Guide to Telecommunications, 4th edition. And tell us how we can find that.
You can go to any bookstore and ask for it, or online at any online bookstore.
So it's
The Essential Guide to Telecommunications. I actually think it's interesting what's happening on the internet. After I told you I was going to talk about wireless, I kind of changed my mind.
Oh, you did? Okay.
You know, 50% of the traffic now is video on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I got triggered because you mentioned voice over IP.
Right, off the air. I mentioned that because that's something I want to talk about a little bit.
Well, my concern with voice over IP, if you're sending it over the internet capacity on the internet, spare capacity is shrinking dramatically.
Really?
Because so many people,
the
50% of
getting,
the traffic.
The backbone is sagging? Is that what you're saying?
It's going to start sagging. There's concern about it.
Huh.
Because of so much video that's being sent, you know, people post things on the YouTube is making internet providers crazy, and all the video sharing, BitTorrent. It's hard to make money if you support the backbone internet, because
right,
you don't really get paid extra for carrying that video. So who's going to pay to upgrade after the internet starts to get really clogged with video?
Very interesting. That's an interesting thing. Well, speaking of voice over IP, folks, you know, Annabelle, we bought a new phone system last year.
Mm-hmm.
That it's a digital phone system, but it also has the ability to expand into VoIP. We can add a card, so to speak, to the system. And convert this into voice over IP.
See, that's very good. If you just use the voice over IP on your own internal network, use it internally, there really has gotten much better. And when people buy new phone systems, a lot of them are buying mostly VoIP and voice over IP with maybe a few of the old style digital phones, because it's just gotten so much better and a lot of the kinks are out and people trust it.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is the quality. I've noticed the quality of voice over IP in the times that I use it, and I use it from time to time. Sometimes, occasionally, I do my show when I'm on the road. I do my show over VoIP, which is, I always do it over IP, but sometimes I use two different pieces of equipment. One's a little bit different than the other, but I've noticed that the quality of the signal has gotten better on VoIP.
Really?
On IP, video voice over IP. I've noticed over the last year the quality's gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, that was one of the
quality on VoIP is only as good as the weakest link of your network.
That's right.
So if you've got all
and not only quality, but the connectivity you could drop.
Right. That's right. And, you know, at some point, our network, all the networks, like not inside your business, not inside your house, but outside, that's going to carry all our wireless, all our video, all our cable television. It's going to be one big IP network. So let's hope they keep up with capacity.
Exactly. And what we don't know, though, apparently, what you said indicated you don't know is if there is an investment being made into upgrading the backbone. Do you know anything about that?
Well, it's up to individual network providers. Some do and some don't. I mean, it depends on how well they do financially.
Right. The backbone, folks, is basically the infrastructure of the Internet across the country.
Right. It's where networks talk to other networks. It's not.
What are there? About 13 of those?
Outside your house, it's
right
where the phone company sits, where their equipment is.
How many are there? How many parts of the components of the backbone are there? A dozen or so?
Oh, no. You mean worldwide?
No, globally. I mean nationally, across the United States.
Oh, yeah, maybe a dozen, maybe fewer, 10. Yeah. You know, Sprint, AT&T, Verizon, WorldCom, Level 3. So maybe 8.
Annabelle, I've got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Thanks for helping us understand telecommunications a little bit better, as you always do. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks. Bye.
Dodd on the Line, right? Doddontheline.com? I think that's the website. Annabelle Dodd, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.